Thank you for calling Borns Jewelers. Melissa?
Melissa, it's Mick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm looking some diamonds.
Okay.
So I have a client who just has a budget. He's looking marquee and pear.
Okay.
He's trying to decide between the two. So I have three different cost levels to kind of pair up with two different types of semi-mounts that he's looking at.
Okay.
So cost-wise, I have $1,200, $2,400, and
$3,800. Wait, I'm sorry, $1,200,
$2,400, and $3,800? And the nicest, biggest, whatever you think you've got that will fit in there for a marquee and pair.
Okay, so my very first question to you is tell me about the mounting.
Yeah, so he's got one mounting. They're both white gold. They're both they both have diamonds down the sides. That one of them has like larger rounds down the side of it. That's going to be the heavier. That's going to be the one where we're going to have to kind of be in the lower budget.
Okay.
And then the other one is a little daintier. It's got shared prongs with the rounds on the side. It's just smaller.
Okay.
So that one we can go up to that $3,800 for his higher budget.
Got it. Okay. Well, I'll share with this. At $1,200 for marquee is going to be the hardest, just because they're exceptionally popular right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do have an 82-point JSI-2 GIA for $1,230.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and that's the low end of the budget, so...
Okay.
I just want to make sure we kind of get, options. You said, but it was a 0.82 JSI.
JSI-2 by GIA.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I was kind of thinking, okay, I'll quote you, I'll go to the $1,200 price point.
Absolutely.
Then I'll go to the $2,400. So I marked that one. I didn't grab it. I just marked it as interesting. Now
okay.
I'm going to $2,400, which will probably go up as high as $2,600. Again, just marquee. Honestly, you're not going up too much in size. excuse me. Here's the situation. If you want the warm, fuzzy feeling of a 1 carat at $2,500, I can give you an ISI-1, or I can give you a 90-pointer that is an ESI-1 that is literally almost an identical length width as that 1 carat.
Okay. I think that would be fun.
All right.
Yeah, he didn't give me any kind of, like, carat weight. He just mostly budget. He just wanted to stick in a budget. So.
Okay. And we are talking, when I hear $1,200, $2,400, $3,800, I'm assuming that we are discussing costs. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Try to make sure.
And you said the 0.90 was an
ESI-1.
Okay.
All right. And then last but not least, it's 3,800-ish. Again, not going up too much in carat weight.
Mm-hmm.
It's more just colors and clarities and
mm-hmm.
sizes. So at 3,611, I've got a 101 GVS-2.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I have a better shape. That one's a bit too elongated.
Okay.
I do have a 101 GSI-1 that is for $3,358. That is a better length to width proportion.
Okay.
All right. Now, we got to do the same thing with... So you basically want one each category, so you're kind of... I don't know if I'm really allowed to send six diamonds for one call. Not this time of year, you know.
Okay,
But let me adjust down to the other one, the pear shape.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so in pear, I've got a 80-point FSI-2 for $1,320. Ooh, nope. Let's take that one off the plate. That one is a big one, big wide one. Just give me a sec. I think my best options are going to be, I've got an 80-point F SI2 for $1,400.
Okay.
I've got a 90-point F VS2 for $2,295. And then I've got a carat 20 GSI2 for $3,360.
Okay. Is there any way for both to get, like, the 120 and the 90 and the 101 and the 90?
Okay,
like
so...
Like the 2400 to 3800 instead of that 1200?
Sure.
Okay. Since we, you know, six is a little much, I understand. So it would be the 0.90 ESI1 in the marquee and then the 1.01 GSI1 in the marquee?
Yeah, bear with me.
And then
And then the pear shape, the FVS2 and the GSI2.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, I can do that. And I'm warning everybody, I'm going to put it for AM delivery. But let's be honest, it's what it got with the weather patterns the way they've been. I don't know if I would guarantee. Don't have him waiting at your door at 10 o'clock in the morning.
No. I told him, yeah, I already sent him out the door because we were so busy. I was like, I will call you with everything. So I told him it would either be tomorrow afternoon or Saturday. So
okay, cool.
He's good.
Yeah. All right. You will have these tomorrow.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Mitch.
Oh, thank you. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.